I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Coming up, controversial proposals for funding public artworks. But first, it's an election year, you know that. That means news about candidates and political ads. And polls, polls, polls. The pollsters, dear listeners, are determined to tell us what we think even before we think it. But lest we all remain confused, we're going to turn now to our friend and NPR science correspondent, Joe Palca. Joe, this is for one of your illustrative radio science experiments, which will help us understand there is science behind the polls. And you've brought in some special scientific equipment here,
yes,
too.
You can get these through, I think it's Edmund Scientific Catalog. These are called M&Ms. And I've got... This is candidate number one. Her name is Shirley Yellow.
Uh-huh. All right. Those are entirely yellow M&Ms.
That's right. And here,
big kitchen bowl we have,
is candidate Bobby Brown.
I'll just say that it looks to me like there are more brown M&Ms in the bowl than yellow M&Ms.
Right.
And then you just put in some red M&Ms.
Right. The red M&Ms are the undecided voters.
Undecided. And while the experimental preparations are underway, I'll just note that we're also joined in the studio by producer Catherine Fox. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Alex.
What I want Catherine to do is to close her eyes.
All right.
And reach into the bowl and pick out 10 M&Ms.
10 M&Ms.
And
okay.
Put them right next to you, Alex.
All right. Here
and
we go.
I don't get to eat them, I assume.
No, no. Okay. Later. And she's reaching into the bowl.
How many am I up to? I
have one, two, three, four, five, six. Sorry,
seven.
That was actually seven. That's eight. That's nine. Ten.
Great. Okay. Now, Alex, your job is to count the M&Ms and sort them by color.
Okay.
So there should be ten there.
There are three reds, there are two yellows, and there are five browns.
So, okay.
If each one of these is a voter, Mr. Brown is going to win this election.
Right. By a landslide, it
yeah.
looks like. Okay. Interestingly enough, I will now reveal the true reality. There's 1,000 M&Ms in this bowl. That's how many people are in our little universe.
Okay.
500 brown ones. So we have actually hit brown right on the number. We've got 5 out of 10. There's 500 out of 1,000.
Wow.
There are 300 yellows.
Uh-huh.
We've got two. So we would predict 20% when the real number is
30%. Okay.
And we've got three reds, which means we would predict 30% undecided voters when, in fact, there's actually 20%, 200 reds. And the point is, this is where this margin of error of a poll comes in.
Yeah.
They might say plus or minus 1 point. They might say plus or minus 10 points.
Uh-huh.
In this case, we're probably closer to plus or minus 10 points because you can see this poll is not accurate enough to tell the difference between a 20% and a 30%.
Right.
And so what would happen is if we were selecting more and more, we would still be hovering right around 5, although probably we wouldn't be exactly at, you know, if we took 100 out, we might not get 50.
Browns.
But we might get 48 or 52.
Yeah.
And we probably would start getting a closer representation of the true number of reds and the true number of yellows. So that's what the process is. That's why there are certain numbers that once you get up large enough, you're actually going to be extremely accurate to the face of the situation in the real world.
Okay.
But I did want to call your attention to one.
Hey,
there's one
that
I didn't tell you about.
There's a one single green M&M in that bowl.
That's right.
And who's that?
That's Ralph Nader. I mean, that's the guy who's going to vote for Ralph Nader. Now, the reason that's a joke, it's the one outlier. The reason I put that in is I just wanted to flip the situation on its head a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's say instead of measuring a population for who they're going to vote for, let's say this is the results. We've given 1,000 people a new drug.
Okay.
All right? And we want to see if the drug's working or not. So these 1,000 people, the browns represent the people who got a lot better. That's 50%.
Okay.
And the yellows represent the people who got a little bit better. That's
30%.
And the reds are the people who didn't change.
Okay.
The drug didn't help them at all. Well, that's good to know, too. But think about this. There's one green one in here. Now, in this case, the green one could actually mean somebody who had a fatal reaction to the drug. Now, if it's an election and you're trying to pull the population and there's one person who's going to vote for Ralph Nader, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because that's not going to change the outcome of the election. But if you're making a new drug and you've got this very rare but very real occurrence of a fatal drug interaction, you want to know that.
You sure want to know.
So this is why a lot of times, even though a drug gets approved because it's maybe tested in 100 people or 1,000 people or even a couple thousand people, there can be very real but very rare events that you miss in the testing, and that's what this guy represents.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.